U.S. retail stores closure sparks debate. Recently, the mayor of Portland, Oregon, Ted Wheeler, said the largest U.S. retailer, Walmart, is leaving the Northwest city because of crime. Texas Governor Greg Abbott tweeted a link to an article about Walmart's decision to close its last two stores in Portland, which will affect 580 workers. In December, Walmart CEO Doug McMillon said, "Theft is an issue. It's higher than what it has historically been. The retail industry is changing and retail theft is a national issue," Wheeler said. Footwear giant Nike, headquartered in Oregon, had offered to pay off-duty Portland police officers to provide security at one of its stores. Nike has said that the problem is nationwide, and some of its warehouses and even trains carrying its merchandise have been hit. Retailers say the main problem is organized rings that involve multiple suspects rushing through stores and stealing large quantities of goods. Last year, legislators in California, Florida, Louisiana, and North Carolina increased penalties for stealing from stores. Under an amended law in Louisiana, those caught stealing as part of a group could face up to 7 years in prison. The NRF said that its latest security survey of roughly 60 retailers found that inventory loss, called shrink, averaged 1.4% last year. The greatest part, 37%, came from external theft, including products taken during organized shoplifting incidents. It also noted that retailers on average saw a 26.5% increase in organized theft incidents last year. Some business owners were forced to lock up products and double the number of security guards at some stores. However, locking up items also reduces sales by 15-25%, according to Joe Budano, CEO of Indimi, a technology company that sells security devices to retailers.